Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Dr. William Stecker. He is with the University of Columbia, and he's also one of the authors on an article about fentanyl in the previous year. It's featured in the latest issue of Missouri Medicine, the Journal of the Missouri State Medical Association. And he joins us this morning to not only talk about the article, but some of the observable things that happened with fentanyl and opioid overdoses in the Show Me State last year. So, Doctor, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what the article is overall about and some of the findings within it as well. A lot of the things featured in it are very fascinating.
So there are three main findings in this article, which is about the alarming rise in fentanyl deaths in Missouri. So let's look at the overall picture, okay? So most drug overdoses that are fatal, that end up with fatalities, are due to opioids. So since approximately 2014, nearly all those fatalities have been related to synthetic opioids. And basically we mean fentanyl or closely related chemicals, which include fentanyl analogs. Do you remember the scene in this is reaching a little bit, but there's a scene in a movie called Old School where Will Ferrell is tranquilized by an animal dart, and one of the most powerful animal tranquilizers is carfentanil, which can tranquilize an elephant. So these are powerful opioids with just these synthetic opioids, just a little bit can bring down a giant mammal. So back to the, so this is what the article is about. Most drug-related deaths, let's call them overdoses for now, but we can also call them poisonings. And I'll explain the use of the name poisonings in a minute. Most of these are due to opioids. Most of the opioid deaths are due to synthetic fentanyls, synthetic opioids, which are either fentanyl or related chemicals. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Okay, back to the three main findings. Finding number one, there's, again, in 2021, there's a dramatic rise in opioid deaths due to fentanyl. Finding number two, the sharpest rises have been in outstate areas and rural areas. And related to that, the pattern follows I-44, and you have access to that map. So the sharpest rises have been in the rural areas, and to the point where the number two opioid death county is Dent County, which is Phelps, Dent, and Crawford, right around I-44 and right around here, are all in the top 10 counties. Finding number three is that a huge flood of naloxone, which is, I'll spell it N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E, which the brand name is Narcan, a huge flood of doses of naloxone have been used in the state, with the heaviest use of this in St. Louis City. And related to this, we believe, the first fall in opioid death rate in St. Louis City in years was observed. Isn't that incredible?
And so why is that?
I think it's due to proactive use of Narcan, heavier use of it, heavier distribution, and save lives. Now, the assignment of cause and effect is sometimes difficult, so let's look at the two events. We have a fall in St. Louis City death rates due to opioids and a rise in the use of Narcan. There's a thing called post hoc ergo propter hoc. It's a flaw in logic, and it's a Latin phrase that means literally if one event follows the other, then we can say that the later event is because of the other. But we really can't say that. So let's look at those two events. We've got a fall, the first fall in years of the opioid death rate in St. Louis, and a dramatic rise in the use of, distribution of, and use of naloxone, brand name Narcan. Now, this relates to Katie Cole's article in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch earlier this week, where she noted that the UMSL found, that they are reaching out and they have another grant to distribute naloxone. So the way I would read this is that we need to get more use of it in the rural counties. Because remember I said the rise was in the rural counties and the heaviest use of naloxone was in St. Louis City. I think we need to get more distribution around the state. Now, UMSL happens to UMSL Addiction Science Program is right there in St. Louis, and they have reached out. But more of this needs to get out in the street. Now, to that end, I can show you my backpack. I can email or text you my backpack, which has two doses of naloxone in it. It's my carry the rescue kit. And we're proposing that all doctors need to carry two doses of naloxone.
So how do we lower the usage rates of these counterfeit pills?
Education and therapy. So let's education, therapy, and interdiction. So we got three routes. So let's talk about interdiction first. Interdiction means what the DEA does, trying to halt the influx of drugs across the border and up the interstate through Dallas to Kansas City is one route, and then all of Missouri. So is this going to be effective, do you think? We don't know, but they sure are trying. And there are millions of cars passing through that border, and it doesn't take much fentanyl at all to kill a person. In fact, it takes 2 milligrams. In a kilogram fentanyl you can hold in your hand. So, and that can kill. So if 2 milligrams kills a person and you can hold a kilogram in your hand, that's 500,000 deaths from that one batch of fentanyl in your hand. Okay, so that's interdiction. It might work. DEA is trying. They have prevented a lot of fentanyl coming in, but it's so cheap, and every town in Missouri has fentanyl. And I quoted in the article, there's part one and part two, but in the article overall, I quoted the medical examiner in Greene County. He said, in answer to the question, why are there so many deaths? He said, there is just so much of it on the street. And we all understand that heroin, when you buy heroin, if you have a habit of, if you're addicted to opioids, when you purchase heroin, it's no longer going to be pure heroin anywhere in Missouri or in the U.S. as we understand it. It's going to be contaminated with fentanyl. By and large, a lot of that nowadays is pure fentanyl. How could that be? Fentanyl is so cheap. You don't have to grow it. You manufacture it. And where does that come from? Well, I don't know if you've read Ben Westhoff's book, but it's called Fentanyl Inc. And actually, Ben Westhoff is from St. Louis. And Ben Westhoff found that it was from China. And some of it was directly shipped in from China. But China scheduled fentanyl in the immediate precursors. The immediate precursors are things you can make fentanyl, the next step in the chemical reaction. It's one step back in the production of fentanyl, called fentanyl precursors. So China scheduled both fentanyl and precursors and also made it, therefore, in that scheduling, as a consequence, made it illegal to ship fentanyl out of China. So how did they get around all this? They send it to Mexico, and Mexican chemists finish off the fentanyl, and then it crosses the border, and then it goes into the U.S. Fentanyl is cheap. There's a market of people who are addicted that need opiates, We can't get the people into programs for various reasons, finances, lack of support for mental health in Missouri, and unwillingness on the in part of legislators to say have safe to have areas where you to have places where you can satisfy the need for opiates. So don't have easy access to therapy. We have a growing trade of fentanyl addicted drugs, and we have a growing number of deaths. And one way, and two ways around that really, are to get people into programs that can help them medically, and then also to increase the distribution of naloxone, which can reverse the effects of these dangerous drugs. Now, it's one more point that should be made here. We've been talking about people who are using these drugs, right? That people who have been using them multiple times. But there's a new thing that totally opioid naive people, in other words, teenagers who have never taken any such drugs, are dying. And did you have access to that information? Typical young people, typically teenagers, want easy access to relief of stress, etc., or just looking for adventures, or just thinking that what they get on the internet is safe. We call it opioid naive, but what it means is they've never had drugs before like this, and they die with a single dose or half a dose. And so the Davis child that we highlighted in the article was one of many who took a counterfeit pill and died. So we need more education. If you don't get it from a pharmacy, if you have a pill that doesn't come from a pharmacy, it is suspect. Isn't that an important message to get out?
So when I originally, read through the article and looked at some of the informational graphs, I noticed the map of opioid overdoses across the state, and it stuck out to me because, we're here in Maryville, Missouri, Northwest Missouri, very rural area, and a lot of the rural counties on this map had little to no data on opioid overdoses or anything of that nature. So why is that, and is this going to be a persistent issue going forward when it comes to this kind of data?
This is a policy of the Department of Health that when the numbers are small, they're afraid that the person could possibly be identified, and they don't release that information. If the numbers are high enough, they will release the information. So below a certain number, they worry about identification of particular suspects, particular subjects who have succumbed to narcotic overdose.
Doctor, you're very comprehensive, and honestly, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Everybody should consider carrying Narcan themselves. Naloxone themselves. Everybody should consider carrying it. There is no danger to this drug. There's, in fact, it's narcotic antagonists are now being used for other medical conditions. I'm a dermatologist, and believe it or not, we're using narcotic antagonists for hair loss. Can you believe that? But there are different, the medicine is complex enough that sometimes we find pathways, new pathways. My last thing is encourage people to have their own rescue kit. And as a corollary to that, the people who work with people who have substance abuse disorder, they make a point of, until you get off this medicine, let's keep you alive by taking it safely. Don't use narcotics alone. And to an extent, these things called Lazarus parties, where they rescue each other, that's a myth. They're not really Lazarus parties, but they're just joint not using alone is a primary rule here. And a lot of the deaths are in those who use alone. And by the way, remember the narcotics and the counterfeit pills I was talking about? Imagine a parent going into a teenager's bedroom and finding your child deceased, and you just don't know why. That has happened. That is a new phenomenon, and we counter that with education. Can you see that happening? Can you see that child taking a counterfeit pill alone and not surviving, and the parent finding the child? I guess that's what I want to leave you with, that education, education has several aspects. Safe use if you have an addiction, and if you're any teenager or any young person, don't get drugs that are not from the pharmacy.
All right, doctor, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that was Dr. William Stecker with the University of Columbia. And he's also one of the authors on an article you can find in the latest issue of Missouri Medicine, a journal of the Missouri State Medical Association, about fentanyl and its effects in 2022 across the Show Me State. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.